This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, the podcast where we teach you information about eating disorders that you maybe didn't heard about before. And of course, we're making sure that we can fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Workman, and in today's episode, episode 11 of season 7, we're talking about eating disorders. Are they there by genes or by external environment? Okay guys, welcome back to a new episode, and in this episode I'm going to answer a short question that one of my clients actually asked this week. And that is an eating disorder genes related or is it external environment related? And I think that question is very, very valid to ask, because when you look at researches, if you look at the DSM-5, they even say that it could be gene related. As a person that has seen, I think for now, for 3 years, people with eating disorders and support them, I see it differently. So I wonder how you actually see this. And just, you know, DM me or comment on the picture of the, you know, of the post of this episode, because I'm so curious what you think regarding genes or external environment. So before we start out this episode, I think you're hearing maybe a little bit of background noise because I'm at my work and they're having construction work, but you know, it is what it is. And I would also like to remember you to the fact that you can always follow this podcast, share it with a friend, share it with your the parent so they can understand you better, and just make the most out of it, and hopefully you can recover sooner while you're understanding more what's happening and what's going on. So that is that, and let's start this episode. So again, this is a short episode, but in my experiences, and I wonder if other colleagues that are listening to this could jump into this, I think 80% of, you know, what they're trying to perceive as, oh, it's genes and not external environment, I think 80% of it is external environment and 20% is inherited. Because at the end of the day, we pick up a lot of our ways of going about and doing things from our parents. And we learn that by them dealing with situations, being in situations. And from there on, when we get into the same situations, chances are likely that we will mimic their behavior. And maybe in that behavior, there's toxic compensation like an eating disorder. Mostly what I'd use as a very clear example is that if my mom back in the day would be very stressed or would be sad, she wouldn't eat. And of course, logical wise, you still need to eat when you're sad, only feeling wise, it doesn't always work out that way. But that type of behavior is something that I eventually didn't inherit, but mimic, because I've seen her doing that throughout time, once in a while, in difficult situations. And these types of behavior patterns are things that we can subconsciously take over from our parents or even friends, and eventually it becomes a part of our behavior, and it's not always the most best behavior that is healthy for you. Of course, there is this part of genetics that could play a role. They say it with autism and schizophrenia, if I'm saying that well. But more often, it's how it is displayed in real life and how it's coming to outing that we take that over subconsciously or consciously, and eventually we repeat that cycle. It's the same like how we repeat the cycle, and this is something way different, but let's say generations have emotional trauma or abuse, then what they have dealt with, to some part, they take a little bit of that and will give it to the new generation, and the new generation, it will be more diluted, but it still will be there and will be given, passed on. So when people ask me, you know, is this genes, eating disorder, or is this external environment? I would highly say the chances of being an external environment that has influenced you is way, way higher than it is the gene expression of, you know, the eating disorder. Again, you know, there are studies for this. It's not fully figured out yet. But if you see, especially if you work with people with eating disorders, you see the connected dots, and that's why it's always important to have people like the family and friends, and specifically the parents around it, around you know, the questioning and asking how they deal with food, attachment, you know, attachment styles, to see how they deal with it and what and in which manner they influence their children. So long story short, 80% external environment, 20% genes. Could be maybe different for some people, but often I see that. What is the good part about that? It means that you're not doomed by your genes, that you will always have your eating disorder. And that means that what you've been taught, that you can also break that down again and build a healthy habit. So that was this episode for today. I hope you liked it, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.